Electric cars outsold petrol cars in Australia for the first time in August. Battery electric vehicles hit 27,078 sales, or 24.9% of the new car market, ahead of both petrol, 25,824, and diesel, 23,608. The Tesla Model Y topped every model on sale. But look past it, and Australia's EV record is almost entirely a Chinese one. An EV record, and combustion becomes the minority. BEV sales were up 171% year over year, according to VFACTS and Electric Vehicle Council data. Add hybrids and plug-in hybrids, and electrified vehicles took 51.8% of the market. It's the first month combustion-only cars have been in the minority in Australia. Europe crossed that line last year, when EVs outsold petrol across the EU, even as Tesla's sales collapsed. Australia is now on the same path, and getting there faster. The overall market grew 4.9% to 108,760 vehicles. EVs did the heavy lifting. The 8 best-selling EVs are all built in China. Here's what the record actually looks like, model by model. 7 of the 8 top sellers are Chinese brands: BYD, Geely, Zeekr, and Chery's Yiku. The BYD Sealion 7 alone moved 2,213 units and finished 6th across the entire market, ahead of household nameplates. The Geely X5 jumped more than 385% year over year. The other two are Tesla's Model Y and Model 3, except they're not really exceptions. Tesla builds every right-hand drive car it sells in Australia at Giga Shanghai, so all 8 of the country's best-selling EVs rolled off a Chinese production line. We flagged this shift in July, when Australia's 7 best-selling EVs were already all Chinese, even Tesla's. A month later, it's the full top 8. Tesla wins the month, but BYD wins on breadth. The Model Y sold 6,414 units, up 176% year over year, and it was Tesla's 3rd monthly sales win of 2026. As a brand, Tesla climbed to 3rd with 7,685 sales, up 163%. BYD sat right above it in 2nd with 8,231, up 68.8%, and it got there with a far wider lineup than Tesla's 2-car range. BYD outsold Tesla 10-1 in Australia back in January. The gap has closed as Tesla recovered, but the Chinese brand is still ahead. Toyota led all brands with 19,712 sales, down 5.2%. The legacy volume brands, Toyota, Mazda, and Kia, are all sliding while the Chinese EV makers post double and triple digit growth. Electric's take. This is a real milestone, but this is a Chinese EV boom. 7 of the 8 top sellers are Chinese brands. The other 2, the Teslas, are built in Shanghai. So the cars powering Australia's EV record are, without exception, made in China. Toyota, Mazda, and Kia are going backward while BYD, Geely, and Zeekr add new nameplates every few months and take their share. Australia has almost no tariffs on Chinese EVs, unlike the US or the EU. That's why Australians get cheap, capable EVs, and why adoption is moving this fast. It also makes Australia the clearest preview anywhere of what an open, tariff-free EV market actually produces. Opening up to Chinese EVs will result in a faster phase-out of combustion engines. Australia is the proof. If you're buying an EV, powering it with home solar can cut your running costs to almost nothing. With electricity rates up almost 10% last year and expected to keep climbing, going solar is one of the best ways to protect yourself against rising costs. And with lease and PPA options, you can do it with zero upfront cost and start saving immediately. If you want to find the best deal, check out EnergySage. It's a free service with hundreds of pre-vetted installers competing for your business, so you save 20 to 30% compared to going it alone. No sales calls until you pick an installer. Get your free quotes here. FTC, we use income-earning auto affiliate links. More comments.